Thank you.
Now we're on item three, PIER 2021-5009, application SD 2021-91, preliminary final plat for Wei John Serving Inc. As the agent and Blake Slaughterberger LLC as the owner, the northeast corner of Coors and Fortuna. And Mr. Johnson, if you would give us your name, firm, and address.
Good afternoon. I'm Timothy Johnson with Wei John Surveying. Our address is 1609 2nd Street Northwest, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Do you swear firm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay, thank you. If you could give us an update.
Okay, well, we're here on behalf of Blake Slaughterberger, who's hoping to consolidate six parcels into one new parcel. There's granting of several easements, also dedication of right-of-way along Coors Boulevard to NMDOT. I have been in contact with NMDOT. As a matter of fact, I've just addressed their second set of red line comments, and they've asked me to send them a Mylar for approval. So I think that that dedication is well on its way to being resolved.
Okay, thank you. They still like Mylars, huh?
Well, apparently so for their records, yeah.
Okay, we used to, but all right. Then the pandemic totally wiped out the Mylars. Okay. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item three at the corner of Coors and Fortuna? If you could raise your hand or speak up now. Okay, I'm not seeing anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
This is Andre Hull with the Water Authority. I have no comments or objections to the preliminary final plat or the infrastructure list.
Thank you. Code enforcement?
Yes, thank you. This is Jeff Palmer with code enforcement. We have no comments and no objections.
Parks and Rec?
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Rec Department. No additional comments.
Hydrology?
Shahapi is with Hydrology. No objections to the plating action. We will require approved grading and drainage plan prior to building permit approval on the site. Thank you.
Thank you.
Transportation.
We're going to start with transportation. The only thing we're waiting on is the NMDOT approval, and it sounds like we're almost there. I mean, do we know when we're going to get approval from NMDOT?
I would love to be able to give you a definitive answer. They've been very responsive the last week. So okay. It seems once they finally start addressing everything, it kind of begins to move. So I'm hoping in the next couple of weeks.
So their last round of comments, all they asked for was a Mylar. They weren't asking for any changes to the infrastructure list.
The last email I received from the reviewer said, please mail me a Mylar. So and that was after the second set of red lines. So I'm pretty sure we got it.
Okay. All right. Beyond that, just for information, future development, TCL is required prior to building plan.
Okay, thank you. And Mr. Johnson, if you can help clarify for me, this is Chair Wolfley, like where within your work with NMDOT do they have you placing your new sidewalks?
Well, the engineer, it's Pearl. I've been talking to Pearl with Walker Engineering. They're doing the design for the infrastructure list and everything that's going in. And looking at her site plan, they have the sidewalk placed right up against the curb. Now, I did speak with Jay, and I can't remember the other individual earlier in the week about this. And I have made Pearl aware that they may want to buffer between the curb and the sidewalk. But they haven't said anything, and they've had her drawings, I believe, since June or July.
Okay.
So hopefully they're good with it.
It's almost like this plat is almost like wine, you know, it's aging.
Okay. Almost 2 years, yeah, since we started. But.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Planning comments.
Jay Rodenbeck, you know, we just have existing comments regarding needing to have that DXF file approval email from Aegis 10th. That we can get that, we can deal with that prior to final sign off from planning should the plat get approved.
I received approval just a couple days ago, so.
Okay, great. And because there's an infrastructure list here, I need to for the record, I need to show the latest and greatest here. This is the latest and greatest we got from Tim. I'm going to go through at anyone's pace, but this is it. And, you know, because there's an infrastructure list with this plat, we'll need a recorded infrastructure improvements agreement prior to final sign-off and planning, should the plat get approved, to work through our DRC office on the approved financial guarantee and, you know, the IIA, the infrastructure improvements agreement. Madam Chair, when they were going, when Tim was going back and forth with Mr. Armijo of Transportation regarding New Mexico DOT approval, Tim mentioned an email from New Mexico DOT. Would we like to have, Tim, do you have that readily available to show? I could just on the record where we're at with NMDOT.
I've never done it, but I think I can just pull it up my screen and hit the share screen button.
I want to give you co-host capabilities so just so we have that on the record here.
Let me get my email open then.
Yeah. All right. Your co-host.
All righty.
Just go down the screen share button and then open your screen.
Let me find that email from him. 1 minute. Where's that? Oh, shit, that came in. Must be in the info box. Joseph, come on. There. Okay. All right. Okay, we'll give this a shot here. Is this one?
I was going to say, absent that, this is your.
Is this what you needed to see there? Can you see that?
Can you scroll down?
Sure. Well, this here, this is all the communications this morning. Is that helpful?
Madam Chair, Mr. Armijo, this is Jay Rodenbeck. Do you have anything for Tim?
Mr. Armijo, Transportation. Yes, this is helpful. Shows, I mean, that what they're asking for. I almost hate to say it, but at the same time, I hate to not say it. I could probably take delegation on this based on this, because of course, if DOT changed anything, you'd have to start the whole process over with us again, so.
Yep.
Okay, so it sounds like that's path you're willing to take, Mr. Johnson?
Well, I think at this point, it doesn't seem like they're changing anything substantial.
Right.
I mean, if you guys think it might be smarter to do another deferral for a couple of weeks just to give them a chance to review, I'm willing to do that as well.
Madam Chair, this is Shahab Piazar. I would suggest that we will approve it. And in case there's any major changes, they could amend the plat later.
Okay. So we're calling your wine out of the wine cellar, I guess.
Great.
Set the table.
Time to drink. Okay.
I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application for a preliminary final plat and the associated infrastructure list dated today. If you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation in the time needed.
Was there a motion? I missed that.
On the vote, we don't do a motion. Just okay. Each person votes their vote.
Okay, I vote to approve the preliminary plat and the infrastructure list. Okay.
This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. I approve.
Joe Sommerfeld with the Parks and Rec Department, I approve.
Shahab Piazar with Hydrology, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. I approve with delegation to await approval of the plat and infrastructure list by NMDOT.
Thank you.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, I approve with delegation for the HSDXF file and the recorded infrastructure improvements agreement. And I didn't miss anything, right, Jay?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. You got it all.
Got it all. And that will be for 12 weeks.
Okay, 12 weeks. Got it. Thank you all very much.
There's a consensus vote to approve item three. Project number PR 2021-5009, application number SC 2021-91, preliminary final plat and the infrastructure list dated today, because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO and DPM, with delegation to transportation and planning for 12 weeks to address the issues just stated.